This is Sean with Voices of Rocky Ripple. I'm speaking with Megan Wright. You've been a resident for about 27 years in Rocky Ripple, is that correct?
That is correct.
So where were you born? What city were you born in?
Oh, well, I was born actually in Columbus, Ohio, but my parents moved to Indianapolis when I was about 6 years old.
Okay. And then what was the bridge, pardon the pun, but what was the bridge to Rocky Ripple?
Well, I was a professor of art at Marion University, and I had a colleague who did, where she bought houses and refurbished them, and I was at a stage in my life where I was looking to possibly buy a house, and I was attracted to the house in Rocky Ripple because in addition to teaching, I also ran a ceramics business, and the property had a outside building that was well suited to become a ceramic studio.
That's great. So have you taught a lot of students ceramics? Like, what's a guesstimate on how many people you've taught?
Well, actually, I taught general art. Marion is a small university, and so I taught painting and design and ceramics and sculpture and, you know, just about anything you'd teach in a small art department.
Okay. Now, as far as Rocky Ripple, you've been there 27 years. You've been able to see, for example, like Holt Park become a reality and people
yes.
being able to utilize that.
That's true.
What are some of your favorite memories that happened along your path in Rocky Ripple with some specific things that really stand out?
My house is located directly across the street from Holt Park, so I've kind of seen the park develop over the years, and for the last 10 years or so I've been involved in the neighborhood association, so I've kind of been involved with the park. I also served as the artist coordinator for the festival, so I was involved pretty early on in running the festival in Holt Park. And, that's been interesting. I think the house I live in is probably of some interest. I'm at 5326 Annette Street. And I believe from my friend who I bought the house from, she did some research into the deeds and so forth. And I believe the house I'm in is probably one of the older structures in Rocky Ripple. It predates the 1913 flood, so it's more than 100 years old.
Wow.
And back when Rocky Ripple was basically a vacation area with fishing cottages along the river, my house apparently served as the Rocky Ripple summer post office.
Oh.
And also had a blacksmith shop on the property. And that caused us some trouble early on when our well went out and we called in to have a new well dug. And they were unable to find the well because there were so many iron filings around the property from the blacksmith shop that it threw off all the instruments.
Wow.
I think the property also, whenever we dig in our garden, we always find a lot of little glass pieces
yeah.
that were apparently gun sights that were a home industry during, I don't know whether it was the First or the Second World War. I'm guessing the First World War. So that's kind of a little interesting historical thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of interesting historical things. The people that, how would you just describe the people and kind of the attitude of people and the overview of just the style of individuals that live in Rocky Ripple?
Well, I think that's interesting. I moved into the area you know, because the property suited my needs. And I didn't, and it wasn't until I moved in that I recognized that I was really joining kind of a unique community. You know, I'm kind of a typical middle-class American citizen, and most of the neighborhoods I've lived in, I haven't known that many neighbors. You know, people don't associate that much. But when I moved into Rocky Ripple, I think it was the first time in my life when I lived in a community which really felt like a designated community. And I enjoyed the fact that there is a diversity of people who live in the community. I think we're a very diverse community, from, you know, skilled blue-collar workers to college professors. And because we have a certain degree of self-government, it's kind of interesting to see this diversity of people having to come together and try to work with one another. And that's been a kind of unique experience in my life, and one that I've enjoyed very much.
That's great. So if you were going to pick a couple people that you'd like to show a little bit of appreciation for what they've done in the community, it could be they're alive or they've passed on, who would be a few people you'd like to mention?
Well, I think one person who might be interesting to interview would be Mr. Young's grandson. Mr. Young lives northeast corner of 53rd and Annette Street. And Mr. Young was, he died about 2 years ago. He was in his 90s, and he was the first African-American who moved into Rocky Ripple. And when I went to his funeral, I came to understand that he was a very prominent person in his community. And I don't think, you know, I just kind of knew him as nice old Mr. Young. And I don't really think up until then that I really appreciated, you know, what a unique person he was. And I think that history of racial diversity in the neighborhood would be an interesting history to explore.
Okay. I like that.
That would be one person I would mention. Kathy Consilla, who lives across the street from me, who is a musician around town, would be an interesting person to talk to.
Okay.
I don't know, just about everybody is pretty interesting in town. The Awayos, who live down at the end of the street, he's Nigerian, you know, so that's an individual who's an immigrant, who's an interesting guy. They actually have a place they built recently in Nigeria, and they've traveled back and forth between Nigeria and Rocky Ripple.
Wow. All right.
Well, I think definitely the Moonies.
Sure.
You know, I don't know if they're on your list, but they were here long before I was in Rocky Ripple. I think they'd be interesting to talk to.
I went to Chittard with a Mooney or a few Moonies.
Oh, yes, uh-huh, yeah. My daughter was friends with one of their sons.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about Rocky Ripple?
I can't think of anything at the moment. I think if the flood wall goes in, I think it's going to be interesting to see how that affects the community. You know, that whole thing, I've kind of seen that, you know, evolve. That the whole flood wall issue came up the year I moved in. So
right.
I've seen that kind of evolve over the years. And, you know, the different perspectives on it are kind of interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate your time. And Voicesofrockyripple.com is where these are going to be linked to. And if just stay on the line for a second, but I'm going to close this out.